Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Miles. I'm fortunate to be sitting here with NCAA President Miles Brand. How are things today, Dr. Brand?
Good. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. I want to discuss a fairly controversial topic with you this morning. At its meeting in April, the Division I Board of Directors made a decision to allow graduates with remaining eligibility to be immediately eligible after transferring to a new institution. The board upheld its decision this August and will appear before the Division I membership for a final vote at the NCAA convention in January. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's an interesting idea. I'm not sure we have enough data at this point to know whether it'll work or not. On the positive side, someone who's graduated with some eligibility left usually means that they've graduated within the five-year window, maybe a four-year window, and still have some eligibility left. They've been injured or took a red shirt or some such. But they should be free to transfer and play for someone else in their last year. Now, some of the coaches won't like it. They've trained this individual for 3 years, 4 years, and now they go somewhere else. But it does give them some opportunities. On the other side of the coin, will it become a practice that's so prevalent that it essentially leads to free agency in the last year of eligibility? And if that happens, then we're going to have shifting of teams too much. Now, I don't know that that's going to happen. We just don't have enough data at this point.
Let's look at the educational side of things for a second. You have a student-athlete who, as you said, may have graduated in three and a half years, taken a redshirt, have a year of eligibility left. Now, they have their undergraduate degree, which is great. That's what they're aspiring for. And now they can go anywhere in the country. They can go to law school. They can go get an MBA. They can do anything at any other school. Should they be restricted to go to their undergraduate institution and start that graduate work?
Well, they would be if they want to play sports. They can go any place they like, but the question is, will they still have eligibility left for athletics? We don't want to limit their academic choices.
Of course.
It's just the athletic choices. I think it depends how many students actually are going to take advantage of it. There are lots eligible for it, but how many will take advantage is not clear. We, again, don't want to create on-campus recruiting of existing student athletes. I mean, that could be a kind of quasi or metaphorical free agency that can be very disruptive to a team. So while you have to balance the choices that students want to make, and I understand your perspective, you also want to balance what is important for creative, what is important for competitive equity, what's important for the coaches having a sound program, and that's a tough balance. If it's one a few students for good reasons to move, it doesn't matter. But if we see hundreds of students changing colleges and universities just to play sports, then we have a problem.
So coaches are worried about a potential free agency system. That's what I've seen. They're concerned that people will just go left and right to new programs when they have the chance not to sit out a year.
Well, it's not just free agency. It's the recruiting that's involved in free agency, too. And you'll have one coach somehow trying to get into another coach's program to find out which young men are going to be able to do this. And they may start a graduate program with not a real intention of finishing it, but just use that kind of approach as an excuse to transfer schools. I'm not saying that's going to happen. We need more information, but it has the potential.
Now, this really affects basketball, football, and men's ice hockey. Other sports, you can transfer and not sit out a year right now.
That's correct. It's only for those three sports.
Why are the rules different?
I think the coaches and the athletic directors wanted to keep some stability in these programs. It was important to them, particularly in football, for example, where it takes some years to actually be productive for most people. And there's a great deal of investment by the coaching staff, by the school, and each individual. And they don't want them transferring. They're not prohibiting it. There's a penalty to pay, but there has to be some incentive to stay with the school you're at. In fact, one sport, baseball, which you know well, does not have a transfer rule and is seriously considering it because we see so much transferring taking place right now that it hurts academically as well as competitively for the teams.
Well, I think this will certainly be an interesting to watch in the next year or two. We've already seen some student-athletes leave after they've received their undergraduate degree, and we'll have to get some more of that data. We might have to revisit this in the future, and hopefully we'll be able to do that. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Brand, and thanks to our listeners for choosing Mondays with Miles. We'll see you next week.